football is unsafe for the players.
I know
bubble wrapping college football
players.
I'm not
bubble wrapping it, but you have to understand what kind of society we live in right now.
No, you don't have to. The society we live in right now that apologizes to everybody for hard things is BS, and it's a problem. And lowering your level of demand to that is going to make us all terrible human beings. That's why we end up with the problems we have societally.
So
that's why everyone needs a safe space.
So and fight that's the why system and put kids in the hospital is the answer? No, I mean, essentially, that's what you're
putting
saying.
Putting kids in the hospital is not the answer. I've said 12 times now that they went a little bit too far. But what about the 102 guys who made it through the workouts and are defending the process?
How many guys have come out and defended it? Like five?
Five. How many guys actually went to the hospital?
Three.
So more people defending than actually got hurt by this?
What's easier to do? It's so much easier to come out and defend your program even when you don't believe it than it is to actually go to that hospital. That was a hard decision for those three kids to make.
You think it was difficult for the players when their teammates were just like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever? You want to look like a coach's pet? No. You defend the program if you believe that you need to be made better and you need to be worked harder. At least five guys in that program understand what it's going to take for Oregon football to get back to a championship level. And it's probably 10% below what Willie Taggart asked them to do. But most of the guys made it.
Or maybe five guys said, man, I'm going to grab some points with the coach here, and I'm going to go out and defend this program nationally.
Sure.
Because that's never happened before.